Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Excellence with Heather L. Tapia. That's on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And then we have Mutto Sasquatch. That's Todd Smith. He has his actually, it's a half hour show. And he's just ranting and not really raving. He's just kind of talking about the things he's seen. You want to see the world from a different light sometimes. So we're pretty excited about all these shows we have on. So we do have different topics and different things that people can actually tune into. And we're going to be adding more shows as we go throughout the year. And Rose is here. And
yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great Monday. I just came in from the Monday traffic, so I apologize for being a few minutes.
It's funny you said that because we were coming down East North Broadway, and
yes,
it was like an accident. So we turned into the freeway, 315
right,
northbound, bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
And Donkey's like, my son's like, oh, my God. I'm like, it's okay. Just relax. It'll be all
that's,
right. It's no problem.
That's the way it always is, around 5 o'clock or 5:30.
That's what I told him. You know, we're just usually opening the restaurant or doing something. So
we
had to come all backtrack, go all the way up High Street, come back around.
Right.
And we're here. We're live.
So thanks for tuning in to With Insights Radio. We're on every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Catching up with the weekend and sharing your spectacular weekend stories?
Well, I haven't quite gotten there
yet,
but I'm just kind of explaining the format of our show, what we do. And but I wanted to give a little shout-out to and a little prayers sent or energy sent, Reiki or whatever, to a lot of our friends who are in our holistic community, who are even in our layman community too, who aren't really in the holistic community, but who have been really ill and sick. I see a lot of people coming back. They're re-energizing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give Tony, our friend Tony Silver Bear, for sure.
Silver Bear.
I'm actually going to give him a ride to his car here after the show.
Okay, great.
So that's a good sign. He's going to be able to pick up his car. So I want to thank all those who had him in your prayers. He's had been very ill.
Please continue to pray for Tony. He's on the recovery,
yes.
But he still needs a lot of energy, light, healing, prayers, his way.
Mm-hmm.
He's in service to the holistic community big time because he does special type of energy work, which not only does he do the massage therapy, he also does the, he's passing on the Native American tradition of body work called the Lhotse Paiute. So
correct.
He's actually the chief, sub-chief of the Lhotse Paiute Society, the Mideast mm-hmm. region. So he's special.
Yeah, yeah.
Dear to our hearts. So I know other people have people that want to be held up in prayer too. So if you have anyone that you would like for us to pray for, just put it in the chat and we'll make sure we include that.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't like the word prayer, we can say mantras. We can say different things or affirmations. I'm not trying to be politically correct or
wishing
politically
well,
correct, so
wishing
just wish people well.
Comfort during his time of pain and wishing him that he have recovery, full recovery, because the type of work that he does, since he is a facilitator of people's individual healing, he has to be in utmost good health before he can, you know, engage
right.
in any type of session. So, yeah.
Very
That's
true.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you for...
I'd like to thank all those who are tuning in right now in the chat room, mm-hmm. those of you who are online waiting to get online and have a mm-hmm. reading. I know some of you have been waiting quite a while, and we appreciate that, and that
yeah.
means a lot to us.
It does.
Knowing that you care how we and work through the universe and weave through that tapestry of that veil and through that magical space that we don't see sometimes. But yeah, about the weekend.
Yeah.
We always talk about the weekend.
We always do. It's a very informal show. It's a show is about sharing and telling people what's on our hearts and, you know.
Yeah, my weekend was kind of exciting. And it was also kind of very uneventful at the same time, you know. It wasn't really, you know, like Saturday wasn't too dramatic, but Sunday was a pretty amazing day.
Right.
I mean, my daughter, your niece,
my niece,
graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's out in the real world, and
oh,
and
I
she's
going
to get a good taste of what it's like pretty quick. But the funny thing about graduations is, and the three of us, it's funny, we all sat in the same row in the beginning, and then we got separated.
Okay.
And so Ben, Todd, and I moved up to the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I'm like, okay, that's fine. The lady behind us is like, oh, those chairs are for us. You can't sit there. I'm like, it's just a chair. I don't care, you know. What's the big deal, you know? So I got up. I got up and I just said, I don't need this. And so I moved away from that energy, and we went upstairs, and we had a blast upstairs in the balcony. We were
the rowdy crew, huh?
We were like having a commentary, you know, commentary about what life is like after school, you know. And Ben, who went to the same high school,
oh, he graduated
daughter,
ironically yeah. from the same high school.
And so he goes, you know, that's the same speech. Well, it's different, but it's pretty much the same speech they say. It basically does. He's like, he was cracking me up. He goes, yeah, this is the best class ever. This is the class that marked the cornerstone of this and that. You know, and they said the same thing in his class.
17 years ago.
And it's ironic, though. You know, what's funny is the principal who was retiring was the same principal was there when he was,
yeah.
when he went in, and my daughter went out.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting. That was a serendipitous moment there, so
yeah,
I thought that was pretty
definitely.
Cool. But it was good to listen to the kids and their dreams and their aspirations and their goals, and I hope they can stick with them to some degree. You know, life is very simple. It's not that complex. The only thing that I understand is complex is our mind and how we perceive things and how we move and navigate through the world and things that bring us down, things that we allow to bring us down. And so that's one of the things that I had to adjust to after I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to the same high school and mm-hmm. the world, you know, I said, was your oyster and you could do anything. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, we can do anything. And,
right.
and I'm thinking to myself, well, what do I do? I was like, okay, I'm here. What do I do?
Well, one of the dreams that you had when you were in high school and early on is that you always wanted to have your own radio show.
Right.
And you were able to, you know, you've been doing the show. We've been doing the show together for several years now, over 4 years. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's one dream that's been realized. You're able to share how you've evolved as a human being and how you live your life consciously in different aspects through your not only your belief system with your spirituality, with the Native American spirituality, or the
mm-hmm.
I don't want to categorize the Native American, but the your spirituality, if you will, and how you've evolved and how you're growing and how you've helped people help, you know, coach them through difficult and sometimes helping them even plan and think about their dreams. So
yeah, I was talking earlier before you were here about how I'm kind of like I'm outside looking in on the things that I help co-create. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at things and aspects of things that have changed. And one of the biggest things I was talking about the drum circle. I was talking about this and that, and how things can just from 1 year to the next, how things can be so radically different, you know. And what I found out is this, you know, is why is that? Why is that? Why did I find out that? Why is that? You know, that I'm outside looking in on a lot of the projects I help co-create.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's time to co-create new things. And that's what mm-hmm. I was thinking. I'm thinking, well, I'm not doing the things I see, but I'm doing other things.
Yeah, we had that conversation the other day. You're like, you know what? This year is so different from last year. You know, and, you know, last year you were involved with permaculture. You were involved with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And this year you're like, oh, it's going to be different. You know, every year is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that the energies, you know, shifted you in a different way for a reason. You know, we had to create new. It's like the universe was moving you to do something different, to get out of your routine, if you will, the mm-hmm. things that you're normally used to doing, the things that you have your thumbprints on, and put your thumbprints somewhere else, start to spread out. And, you know, it's evolving in a different way, you
right.
know. It's evolving. And some of the things that you've been involved with, I think that a lot of people are starting to take off for themselves. And, you know, you were helping them, showing them the way a little bit, giving them some ideas and suggestions, and people are starting to kind of do their own thing as a result of that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we also had a lot of cohesiveness with our group last year. We did a lot of stuff together, like field trips and activities and things like that. This year is a little bit, everyone's doing their own little thing, and it's like almost mm-hmm. like the birds kind of flew out of the nest a little bit, like condors and the eagles are out there creating their own medicine and discovering themselves.
Sure.
So it's like they've taken flight and they're discovering new ways of co-creating, you know. And
yeah, we had some ups and downs too in those moments too, where, you know,
mm-hmm.
people were factioned off and became this and that. So that didn't help the group as well. But we also learned from that, which was good. You know, we also learned that, you know, we can't be in that constant, you know, I'm the lead chief, I'm the leader, I'm this and that. You know, that doesn't really work for anybody, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you said it's like the birds flying out of the nest, I love that that metaphor, that analogy that you just gave
mm-hmm.
of, you know, our friends evolving and growing in their own light and their own spirit. That's beautiful. And that's good to see it that way.
That's how I see it. That's how I choose to see it anyways.
Yeah, and then I sit back and I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, what's next, you know? I mean, I'm ready for anything.
Right.
And this part of me just doesn't wants to be kind of a hermit. You know, kind
right.
of hermitized a little bit this year, you know, where
okay.
I'm still working, still doing the things I do, but I'm just not really focused on and being involved with activities like I was last year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Iggy, I'm not sure if anyone is aware, he also owns a restaurant. He's taken on the family restaurant that we started back in the late 70s. Our family has a Latin American restaurant. It's actually a Latin American fusion of different types of mm-hmm. Latin cuisine. It's not just specifically Mexican or Peruvian. It's a lot of different types of cultures. And, you know, we also have American food. You know, I've seen that your business is actually starting to develop like a steady clientele, you know.
It's, right.
People have some continuity. You've got the Taco Tuesdays. You've got
yeah.
the drumming Saturdays, you know. And other things are going to evolve from that as well. So I think that, you know, your energies are just kind of focused in a different area, you know. It's important to build your business. You need a foundation, something, a rock, a core to keep you moving and feeding your family and maintaining yourself as well. So,
right.
yeah, those all things are important. So it's been a very interesting shifting year for me as well. Last year was very filled with lots of change and surprises and growing up and growing down and ups and downs and twists and turns and you name it. It was, quite frankly, there was times where I was really, really scared. I wasn't sure how I was going to emotionally kind of piece myself together while I went to work and, you know, maintain my professionalism, be able to be productive as an employee, at the same time, you know, keep myself together emotionally. So I have had a lot of great support. So I want to thank the universe and thank everyone, especially you, Iggy, and everyone who was my life and who is currently my life, who supported me in a very big transitional change that I made. It's been over a year now, but it's last year was really, it was really hard to, you know, shift your whole way of being, living, and everything. So, yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of going into, Susie and I are kind of going into the empty nesters phase, too, mm-hmm. you know, because now we have two kids out of high school, and then we only have one left.
Right.
Excuse me. And the little birds have flown out of there, too. So
yes,
it's kind of neat. Also, in that aspect of my life, so I'm like, okay, so this is really exciting because now mm-hmm. when do I jump? When do I fly? Am I flying? You know? So, you know, I'm kind of like that. You know how I am. I like to question things sometimes, and
right.
I like to come from that perspective of, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to fly, too, you know? Or I'm flying. Am I flying?
Or are you not flying? I mean, how do those little birds in the nest even learn to fly? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you and Susie and people in our lives have had an impact. They've taught them how to fly. So, yeah, it's really interesting.
I mean, you're so ingrained and so entrenched with someone's life,
mm-hmm.
two young people's lives, and try to mold them and try to help them along that at some level you kind of give yourself away, you know, to with the aspect that you don't realize that you've kind of forgotten your path in a sense because you've been working so hard on keeping them on the path
mm-hmm.
and keeping them, you know,
sure.
become good productive citizens and good productive galactians of the universe. And
yeah, it's a phase, you know, you're stepping into a new...
So I find myself, you know, going into this place where you're like, okay, I see my wife and I'm like, hi, who are you? you look like my wife, but I don't really know you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, it's like, and I think I've heard this before, and I've, you know, tried for all my, you know, during our relationship to be in, you know, communicate with her and talk with her and stuff. But you don't realize that life kind of just takes you here and there and here. And now it's like, okay, now I have to rediscover this person again
yeah.
in a different light. And so it's kind of interesting. It's been fun.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been fun.
Definitely one way to definitely look at it for sure. Yeah. So we went to the graduation. You went to the graduation. We all actually went to the graduation on Sunday. We had
mm-hmm.
a great time. We had, you know, good food afterwards, and we went to go see a movie, and that was really interesting as well.
Yeah, you know, Men in Black 3 was a pretty good movie.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't, I can't say it's an Academy Award winning
no.
movie, but I'll tell you one thing. It was very holistic moments in that movie.
There were very holistic moments in that movie.
And I mean, I was totally,
I
thought I was going to cry. No, seriously, I really did, because
mm-hmm.
if you've seen the movie, folks, let me know. I mean, push it on the chat room or let us know, because that movie, it was very transcendent. It's about the stuff we talk about.
It is.
Not about necessarily aliens, but it talked about the moment. It talked about possibilities. It talked about the fractal times in space, the little things, the little subtleties that we do that could change one event to another event in a matter of a blink of an eye or
mm-hmm.
of drinking a glass of wine, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the stitching in the ball. I felt like somebody was talking to me
yeah.
through the movie, and I was just like, this can't be happening. This is very magical. This is a magical moment, you know?
I love the beginning of the movie was like it's typical Men in Black stuff, you know, the Hollywood, you know. At the end, you know, it took you for an interesting turn because it did get very spiritual.
All got very spiritual.
And I was really happy about that because I wasn't expecting that.
At all.
So when something catches you by surprise and something resonates with you, it's so interesting how... You know, if you choose to look at your situation or a situation from a totally different perspective, your world, it changes the entire universe, if you will, your universe. It affects every single person on this earth. That's what's so cool about it, as well as the fact that so galactically, if you will, interconnected, in one person's action does have this ripple that affects the matrix of the life.
You know, I was thinking about that when I sat there watching the movie. What would I have been like 10 years ago if I wasn't on this path that I am? How would I have gotten that message,
mm-hmm.
message they were sending out in that movie? But I got it. I mean, I got hit hard. I mean, it was
yeah.
like, whoa. I was like, you know, when you're ready to hear something.
You can hear them. Yeah, absolutely.
You hear the message, you know, within the words, you know.
Yeah, it was really.
And I tell you, the one scene where the.
Don't give it away.
Well, I'm just going to get one scene, okay, where they come up and the guy's watching a baseball game in the stadium. His name is Griffin. Griffith or some Griffin or something.
Griffin.
Well, he's an alien from outer space of some sort who has this capability of seeing all possibilities.
Yeah, fifth-dimensional being.
He can see all possibilities play out simultaneously. Then he can pick one and watch that one and actually see what happens.
Yeah.
And he's just going on and rambling on. And they're like, what are you doing? But without knowing being the other man's shoes, per se, they had him touch him.
Yeah.
And they got to watch this game, this baseball game that he was watching.
It happened back in 1969 where the Mets won the World Series.
Yeah, and it was just like, and when I saw that, I was just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and he went through every little detail, like every little.
How everything, you know, if this is how this possibility unfolded. Was, you know, was the glass of wine that the couple had where they conceived the child who became this...
became a boy.
Became the boy who became a baseball player who hit the stitching on this ball.
Which the stitching was done wrong because Mama was having a fight with her ex-husband.
Yeah, I mean,
like
it's just like everything...
I was like, oh my God, I love this.
It's like you couldn't plan a most perfect scenario. I mean, it's just like, it makes you wonder. It's like the divine hand, the magical hand and the magical synchronicity of everything that's involved in life. It just makes you go, wow, it's good to be alive. It's good to know that everything has purpose. Everything has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing that you do, you're drinking that glass of wine, you got in a fight with your spouse so that you sewed that baseball incorrectly, so that, you know, whatever. You know, it's just like you got pregnant. Oh, it was an accident. Oh, really? Was it? You know, so.
Yeah, it was funny because the alien guy.
Griffin, yes.
Yeah, he had seen the multiple possibilities of that catastrophe play out.
Yes.
But he saw it more than once.
Yes.
And I guess it's the one that, you know, what is it, Agent J chose.
Yes.
To be the one he wanted to see and live in, that stream.
He had that perseverance and that willpower to do everything he could in his capacity as a human being to influence the Earth not coming to an end, you know, creation as he knew it. And the thing is, he only went back to save that his friend, you know, Agent K. He went back to save his friend. It's so interesting. There's so many good twists to this. I can't.
Yeah,
we
don't
want to
give it away.
But I'd
say that was sweet. His purpose was only to save his friend.
He thought so.
The purpose was, yeah.
Let's not go.
Because we're going to give the movie away. This movie is
I was
a very metaphysical,
surprised.
Very spiritual movie. After you get past the shooting of aliens part of it.
Yeah, after you get past all the Hollywood, you know, the special effects and all that stuff. And the special effects goes on for about
I was
an
freaking
hour,
crying,
or,
man. I'm sorry, I'm
yeah.
a little terrible. I was
yeah.
crying in one
so
thing because it's so fine threads that we talk about all the time on the show.
Yes.
And, yeah. You know, I knew that something was this way, but I didn't realize, you know what I'm saying, this part, you know. I was like, wow.
You just don't know. And sometimes, you know, this is the hard part
for
the
human.
It's the contracts. And also, it's hard sometimes as humans, as we're going through a lot of suffering and a tremendous amount of pain, to see that, could there be any good in this? Could there be anything good in, you know, my child getting hit by a car and dying? Could there be anything good with, you know, you know, my mom having cancer and dying of breast cancer? What could be possibly come of this? What could be, you know, it's easy for us humans to see all the positive and the wonderful aspects of all the happy moments, but, you know, only time will tell, right? And actually, not only time, sometimes people say time is your friend, and sometimes people say time is your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what if you were the deciding point? What if you chose to have those moments of sadness and honor them?
Mm-hmm.
What if you chose to be able to take, in time when it was right for you, to choose to change that experience into something a little different? What if this, did you realize that that didn't happen? You wouldn't have had this, you know? So, again,
I was pretty stoked about
pretty
that.
Pretty cool. I got a chance to go to a, kind of changing subjects, to a seminar. My friend Deb got a couple of us girlfriends tickets to go see Pirelli. And Pirelli is all about, it's a natural horsemanship training. So, and everything that they were teaching was so holistic and metaphysical. I was just like, okay, is somebody tricking me here? Is this a game? You know, kind of thing. But even the fact that the techniques that they were teaching the people that own the horses and how to, you know, be one with your horse, how to dance with your horse, and all of it was about being right with yourself first and understanding that, you know, this is a sacred being. You're a sacred being. How could you get to a point where you both are at a place where you understand each other, are communicating at levels that you never thought you could? A lot of that had to do with the animal communication, reading body language, really being conscious about why you're doing what you're doing. Why do you have a horse? Why are you wanting to do this? Why, you know, really getting real with your intentions. So so that was another aha moment. It was like, you know, a lot of people are really awakening to a holistic approach to life, if you will.
Well, let's take a 30-second break real quick, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
You are listening to With Insights Radio with Iggy and Rosa. We are here live in Columbus, Ohio, streaming on the World Wide Web, and wondering what our chances are that we'll see aliens land in the next 45 minutes. They have landed. No. Actually, we were talking about Men in Black. We've been talking about our week. We've been talking about just different things.
A lot of different stuff.
Now we're getting ready to shift into the other ass part of our show where we...
I think it's an ass. Maybe I did.
Shift into our ass? Okay. We're going to shift into our ass. All right.
Oh,
I guess so you hear what you want to hear.
You do. You do. Well, it's interesting. I pulled a card from the Colette Baron Reed Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards, and this card deck is from a different dimension, talking about the wisdom of the Avalon. So, however, even if you're in Avalon or in Pluto or whatever you're at, I think there's a lot of wisdom, a lot of information is like universal. So I pulled a card for us, and it's really interesting that I pulled this card because it's the Goblin card. And the Goblin is, it's funny because if you look at the picture of this, it looks like a little angry little, what'd you say that is?
He looks angry. I don't know, he looks kind of like offstandish.
He's offstandish, has his arms crossed, tongue sticking out. He looks like an elf. Kind
almost
of like
got a jester's hat on.
With a jester hat, exactly. And
he's just like, whatever, dude.
He's that's like, yeah, whatever. Kind of being a brat, that inner brat, if you will. And that's the best way I could describe that energy of that card, is that inner brat. You know, we all have that inner brat, that one that says, hey, what about me? You know, screw everybody else. This is all about me. When is Iggy and Rosa going to start taking calls? I'm tired of listening to their stories. It's about me now.
That's right. It's about you.
And it's the wounded human ego.
Ooh, there you go.
And when the Goblin appears on your path, your plans are or are about to go awry. The Goblin wants to lead you astray and whispers the negative spell of fear, anger and resentment, self-righteousness, arrogance, selfishness, and greed, gluttony, procrastination, and addiction. So when the Goblin appears, it's time to stop what you're doing and check your motives. And a lot of it is like what you're doing inside your mind. I think a lot of this card has to do with the human ego is all centered towards the mind and your mindset, if you will. So are your motives coming from an ego-centered place? Are the circumstances in your life triggering unresolved past issues that still need healing? So basically, this is a gift from the Goblin. It doesn't look like a gift because it sounds kind of negative, but it's all how you choose to look at it. So basically, Spirit's asking that are inviting you into a space to self-evaluate, take an inventory before you take another step. The Goblin represents the wounded ego and its influence. Dark represents areas of the psyche, and they get triggered They either are warning you of a dynamic between you and someone else. So do nothing. Stay still. Send loving energies to yourself first, I like to say, and then to others, because everything comes from within and then emanates outward into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So the goblin will disappear and lose power when you focus on love and fairness. And if you can't find a way to focus on love and fairness, maybe Iggy has some suggestions.
Well, I don't know if I have any suggestions, but
okay.
I'll pull a card too before okay. we take a caller here. I actually pulled the Raven card, which you know kind of goes along with a little bit with what you're saying.
Okay.
It's about magic, owning your own power.
Mm-hmm. There you
so,
go.
You see, it's about creativity. It's about being who you are, and you know sometimes we look at things and we don't think they're pretty, but to somebody else they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I can look at weeds, and someone can say those aren't weeds; those are flower. Those are medicinal, you know, herbs.
Do you know what a weed is? A weed is basically a plant that is not growing where somebody wants it to grow.
That's
it doesn't belong.
What I try to tell the township.
That's not the choice of plant that I wanted to grow, so we call that a weed.
So the Raven card is the totem for the show, for the animal. The goblin is the Wisdom Avalon card
mm-hmm.
for the show. So we're going to go with that. So let's go on to our first caller here, Rosa.
Yeah.
This person's been waiting an awful long time. They were actually already 5 minutes on the air.
Before
I was even on. So.
Very good. Well, thank you for your patience.
951-246, you're on the air.
Is that me? This is Deanna.
That's you. Deanna, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Fine. Wow, I'm shocked. How are you guys? I really was listening to you guys. It's very, very interesting. I love listening to spirituality.
Thanks.
So you got to hear a little bit about Men in Black then.
Have you seen the movie Men in
Black?
Yeah.
I saw the first one, and my husband and I were just talking about, I think he saw the second one. I don't remember if I saw the second one, but we were talking about getting the third one. And now I was just contemplating in my head that, yeah, I'm going to tell him what I heard with you guys. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not expecting that from that movie. It's my 10-year-old, or actually he's 11-year-old. He's like, Mom, I want to go see Men in Black. And he's been wanting to see that for a couple weeks now. I'm like, we'll see it when it comes out to the Dollar Theater.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Like,
and see, that's what I saw.
Accidentally. Yeah, we wanted to see Prometheus.
I saw it with my kids.
We wanted to see Prometheus. It was. Yeah?
No, not this time. Not this one. But I saw the older ones with my kids because they're old adults
Men in
now.
Black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes.
But,
oh, okay,
yes.
Cool.
The Prometheus,
so he kind of
my husband wants to see that.
If you will. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's
we want to see
week.
That. It's coming out, yeah,
here, Columbus,
upcoming weekend in Columbus. So, yeah, so Spirit obviously had some sharing to do with us, and, you know, because none of us were expecting it. We kind of got hit with, like, whoa.
We all kind of left like that, too.
Yeah, we left in a peaceful state being. So
I kind of got angry.
You did, because it was over?
Yeah, I wanted more. Really, it was. I was like, okay. You know, you got a taste of something.
It's like your imagine, but you know, they left enough for the imagination,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did.
Perhaps, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just like, I got home and I could hear everybody crabbing and being grouchy. I'm like, okay, fine.
Actually,
play grouchy and crabby.
And that's
the first thing that came to my mind.
So,
came in.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, well, I was going to comment with the Men in Black. The first thing that came to my mind with Men in Black 3 was that, I went with my kids, so this is a kids' movie, you know?
Right,
you're thinking
right.
it is, but this is
but
the
not.
One that just,
so I will tell
the one
husband.
That just came out. Yeah, definitely. It's not. Yeah. Well, it can be. So what's going on with Drew? What's happening?
I'm honored that I got through, and I will be honored with whatever you come up with. If there's anybody from the other side that talks to me or... anything.
All right. Is there anything, any particular avenue you want to go down, or?
Why don't you draw a card for her?
Okay.
I'm feeling like spirits.
All right. Let me draw some card here.
For her, because I think that first of all, I want to say that you will start to, if you're not already, receive messages from spirit, and because. You're very receptive and open to the aspects of spirituality. I can feel that, number one, based on our conversation, too. Look for symbols, serendipitous moments, things that you're thinking, and maybe you hear something that just answers your question, because spirit might be communicating to you already, and kind of look for the signs. And the thing is, look for the signs as a curious child would, if you could, if you look for the signs with an ego, meaning like expecting it, be very open like a child, that spirit will flow through you. You'll get your messages much clearer. So go ahead, Iggy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay?
Okay.
This is so you can rest your ego for a little bit. I'm going to ask your ego, how much does a whale weigh? Okay? So your ego's working on that, okay? So let it think about that, okay? So we're going to go in the card now. I picked the whale card, okay? The whale card talks about soul's path. Honor your soul's purpose.
Kind of
like what Rosa was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, understand, honoring your soul's path, honoring your soul's purpose, what does that mean? When I pull this card, I look at this card, and I'm like, wow, that's a pretty amazing card,
mm-hmm.
because the whale is a big creature.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took him out of water, he's pretty hopeless. You know, or she's hopeless, can't move. And when you put them in the water, they can just move and swim and jump, and they can go so deep into their own self. It's just
mm-hmm.
amazing. I guess what the whale is telling you to do is to be fluid like the water and just mimic it and flow with it and go with that path, that energy. And water is cleansing. Water is probably one of the most powerful elements in the world.
Yes. I'm a Pisces.
Water can take form. Water can penetrate mountains. It can move. It can erode mountains. It can erode anything. The water can also be cleansing. Water can be purifying. Water can be one of those magical moments to become snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know any of Dr.
Emeritus
Moto's work, he talks
yes.
about the crystallines forming it.
Yes,
okay. Well, here's the thing. What I'm picking up energetically is it's your water in your body is being compromised. You're not getting enough, number one. Number two, when you're compromised, your cells, the water inside your body is changing and forming, and you're reacting to that. I encourage you and I welcome you to maybe look at yourself when somebody's triggering you, when someone's pushing your buttons, how maybe to look at it in a different light instead of reacting. And responding, maybe have empathy for that person, and say, okay, wow, I never looked at it like this. Instead of speaking your mind and being combative and working, listen to what they had to say. If you don't have to agree, but look at it from a different light and be fluid like water. Be like the water flowing in that well, moving through it.
And absolutely. We were talking about, owning your power in the beginning when you pulled that card about
the Raven card,
owning your power. And the thing is, one of the first steps in owning your power is allowing people to have their opinion. Just because someone says something about you or says something to you or has an opinion, all that is an opinion. It's how they feel about themselves, about you. It doesn't make it true. It makes it true for them. So that's first step in owning your power. Spirit wanted me to share that with you. I pulled a card for you, my friend, and it kind of goes along with what Iggy was saying. It's interesting because there's no coincidence, I believe. Spirit is asking you to, basically, do you have issues with faith? Do you have expectations of betrayal? Do you trust the mystery? Do you insist on mapping out each tiny detail of your life, believing yourself to be the center of the universe? Again, there's some questions. It's not saying that you're doing this. Again, this marker reminds you that trust is required to move forward on this path. Belief and trust in a higher power is about having faith that the outcome will be what it should be no matter what it is. It is timely for you to place your trust in the divine, in your angels, and in the knowledge that there is a divine plan for all. So this marker also asks you to remember that humankind is imperfect. And even if you place your trust in another, there is a potential for this trust to be broken. This means that you need to be discerning and not trust blindly. Be mindful of who and what you place your trust in. Is this person or thing or situation worthy of it? So, again, that is what Spirit is wanting to share.
You know what I also picked up too, Rosa and Deanna, is this.
Thank you.
These are times for you to take that path into wherever you need to go. The moment where you can change something without even knowing that you're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's really magical. It's kind of like a movie. That's how I first.
And let me ask you a question. Where does change begin for you?
Well, I've started studying mm-hmm. through correspondence through Morris Pratt Institute, the course
mm-hmm.
online. I'm on my fifth lesson. I'm very pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm extremely dyslexic and writing is a challenge, but I'm working on it, so I'm challenging myself.
Yeah, that makes two of us. You're not alone.
I did come up with a question in my head while I was listening to you guys, if you wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I don't know whether this is generational or if it's current something. I know it's not mine. I mean, I'm pretty 98% sure it's not mine. So I don't know if it's current right now with somebody around me or if it's generational through family. But asthma. Every morning, I've been diagnosed with asthma, but it's just different times when I've had bronchitis in the fall. And I wake up, even like this morning, I woke up just feeling like I had 50 pounds on my chest, and then I meditated it away, and it was gone.
Okay.
So I refused to take the asthma medicine.
Thank you for sharing that. How much water do you drink a day?
A lot.
Okay.
What is a lot? What would be a lot?
What is how many? If you had a...
A couple of liters a day.
Okay.
And a pot or two of tea, so that's water too.
Okay. What kind of tea are you drinking?
Cinnamon tea and chai tea without the caffeine.
This is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like and you've asked for your higher self to help you through this as far as healing this symptom, because it's a symptom of what you're experiencing.
Yeah,
whether
that's
it's
exactly what I feel.
Generational, okay, whether it's generational or current or something with your environment. Ask your higher self to reveal it, and I don't know if it's appropriate for you to, what works for you. Everyone's going to be different if it's going to be through a dream or through when you're taking a shower. And because I feel like there needs to be a ritual for her to be able to let it be and let that energy flow for that healing to happen. I don't know if you have any suggestions. That's kind of intuitively I'm picking up on.
Yeah, I was wondering why I picked the water card.
The whale
because,
card.
I love
I'm
when
not
I
sure.
do a shower. That's
okay. Yeah.
Sometimes my husband wonders if I'm going to use all the hot water up.
Yeah. What part of the country?
I'm from California.
In California, okay. So it's pretty hot out there, so you're pretty thirsty.
Well, it depends on where she is.
That's
in California.
True, too.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm picking up. Energetically, if you know anything about asthma is a form of bronchial, you know, where the bronchioles are compromised, where you can't breathe and you haven't. But there's different stages of asthma. As a medicine man, through my training, what I've been told is this: asthma is caused because it's one way where the body excretes urine through the lungs. The lungs is one of the places where urine is excreted through the skin. Any of the pores, any of the breathing apparatus of the body, any of the biggest breathing part of your body is your skin. If you have any rashes on your skin, if you're aware of that, or if you're having the lung issues, what it is, it's your body's not processing water properly or not getting enough. What I'm thinking is it might be also something in your diet as well. Okay, if you're drinking water, this is what happens in the morning. Two glasses of water waking up in the morning helps activate your internal organs, gets them going. One glass of water for 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion, okay? One glass of water before taking a bath or shower helps lower your blood pressure. One glass of water before going to bed avoids a stroke or heart attack. I don't know if you've heard these things before.
No, I have not, but
okay.
I will do that.
You can actually,
I kind of drink it all at one time. You know, I don't
well,
do
that's
it.
Okay.
With the water, it's all about quantity, quality, and frequency.
Yes.
Quality means, of course, it's very obvious, the quality of the water. Make sure that it's, if you can, remember, maybe write something on your water, say love or bless it or say thank you, water, for, you know, nourishing me and cleansing me. Quality. The quantity is what the rule of thumb is, you take your body weight, let's say you're 100 pounds, you divide that by two, that's the number of ounces. So that's 50 ounces a day. And that is like the minimum that you need to intake. But the frequency is taking it, like Iggy was talking, throughout the day, not all at once. Because like when if you were ever water a water pot, like a flower pot, and you put all the water in at one time, guess what happens? All the water goes down and it pours out. So you're just gonna go, you know, pee that out or urinate that out right away, and you're gonna just lose minerals. So.
And that's another thing I was going to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
No,
and
no,
that,
not.
And It's you're also, this message is for us as well.
This
not
is for me
also.
Too.
What I'm thinking too is a mineral. The best way to get minerals too is through your food. So another thing is to learn where your food's coming from. I don't know if you shop at a local co-op or someplace.
We do. We shop at
Mart.
Very good. We Whole Foods.
Very good.
Always. And the water's bottled. So that's all good stuff.
Yeah.
So the way I look at it is this, your situation can be much worse or much better. I'm not sure how I'm going to word this properly. But you're probably doing well for yourself because of this, because you take at least water. You're at least aware. You're cognitively conscious that
taking
you know.
Care of yourself.
And so now the thing is to know how to use those tools properly. It's like water. You have water. Now you have to know how to use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Space it out. Use it, you know, this way. Take it a little bit more. Instead of taking it all at once, take it 3 or 4 glasses throughout the 3-4 hour period, you know.
Yeah.
It's just something different, you know, so your body can absorb it properly. And it's all about body absorption.
I wish I knew the name of the doctor. I don't have it up my computer in front of me, but there's a doctor. The title of the book is Are You Sick or Are You Just Thirsty?
Right.
Basically. And I only know him by Dr. Batman. It's Indian name, so I don't know the whole name, but it begins Dr. Bat. But it's like the name of the book is called Are You Sick or Are You Thirsty? Is
correct.
Basically the premise of the book, and it talks about the proper consumptions of the water and minerals in your life. So, it's interesting how you talked about, is this a generational thing? The fact that you even say that, there's a part of you that has that belief that it could be. So
I'm trying to discern
that,
Actually, I'm really trying to discern it.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying
really,
to do.
Okay.
Very
you think
good.
I'm really what?
I think you're really intuitive, and that you're the fact that you're thinking about these things is says that you know that that's a possibility. So,
was wondering what you picked up, because I'm trying to discern it.
Well, energetically, I'm picking up that it's half truth. It's part of you believes it's part of it's true and part of it's not.
Yeah.
And that's why you're kind of on the fence energetically.
I don't believe that I truly have asthma. I'm not trying to be mean about it.
No, no, I hear what you're saying.
That's why it's the half-truth story.
Yeah, you don't let, yeah. It's, and I give you a lot of credit that, you know, you're choosing to create the story that you want as far as it contains your healing. It's a symptom that your body is talking to you.
Trying to talk to me about.
Exactly. You know that your body speaks to you. It's one way. A symptom is basically saying that I'm ready to be conscious with whatever this is. And if it is a generational thing, okay, that's fine. Please, Spirit, share that with me so that I can have a healing for myself and thus affect the generation seven going forward. So,
this is the generation that will change that.
It's changing now.
Because you've made that conscious effort to do that.
It's changing now.
So actually, whenever you're ready to let go of that, whatever you're holding on to, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll know exactly when that moment will be.
Wow. The last two winters. You know, that's the last two winters. I've never had it before.
Yeah,
it's serving a purpose now at the moment, but I think it's time for it. I think you're ready to let it go. I think you're ready to say, hey, you know what, asthma? I needed you for this moment for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's not important the why, but thank you and honor
That's
it.
A good
like
way
everything, everything has purpose in our life. Nothing is there for by accident or chance. So now you say asthma. I appreciate you.
Thank you. God
bless you. I recycle you to the universe. Oh, don't even give it away. Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Honor it because you know what?
It's part of you.
It is part of you.
It's a part of you. So.
It's like cutting your arm off and saying I don't
want
my arm
anymore.
It's
like with your kids. If you say you know what, go away. You know what? I don't like that ugly part of you.
It doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
Part of you. So say, listen, thank you for serving, like Iggy was saying. Thank you so much because it got me thinking about things I never thought about before.
Mm-hmm.
It got me to a point of consciousness where I'm just going to start to be really conscious about how I consume my water. And also it made her conscious in the fact that she says, you know what? I am not my illness.
Nope.
I'm a lot wiser than that to realize that I am not that symptom or that label that society wants to peg you with. So, you know, she's taking a stand for herself. It's a healing.
It's first thing in the morning. I mean, just first thing in the morning, right up first thing in the morning, and then I meditate it and I tell it to go away back to the universe and then it goes away. But it's first thing in the morning.
Okay.
That's what I've
yeah.
honed in.
Yeah, acknowledge. It was. I feel it wants to be acknowledged. It doesn't want it to be say go away. It wants to say, listen, I know you're part of me. I love you. If you served your purpose, you got my attention. Thank you.
Okay.
Could you please integrate back into Earth? Go back to the ether.
Whatever needs work.
Go back to wherever you originally came from. But embrace it with love, because
that's the only way it will get right.
That's the universal code integration. It's an mm-hmm. integration process where you take those aspects and pieces of yourself that are scattered and just from generations, time, dimensional, cross-dimensional, and you say, hey, you know what? That little scared child or that little scared aspect of yourself, whether it's come up in the form of asthma, you take and you say, come here and come to me. I'm going to hold you like a mom. I'm going to hold you in my heart and say, I love you.
Wow,
and then that asthma is going to be like, guess what? It's not going to be asthma. It's going to start to turn into something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start to turn into something more loving and something that your body's going to be able to just assimilate and go and release. And maybe you're able to go to the bathroom and just flush it down the toilet, you know? So it's a part of visualization, if you're really good at meditation, finding a way to just embracing that symptom of asthma and loving it for what it's served you and this pain and suffering that it's caused, as well as the consciousness that it's arisen from the situation, and embrace it and love it until it just becomes part mm-hmm. of you. Yeah.
Yeah. In your next meditation, you will meet the asthma.
Maybe you can meet the asthma.
You can meet the asthma and talk to the asthma in your meditation.
Maybe no one's ever invited the asthma, the symptom of the asthma, into your life. It's out there. It's like that ego. It's like that wounded part of yourself that wants your attention, it wants to be loved, it wants to finally be accepted.
Right.
So
instead of me pushing it away, huh?
You know, a lot of people do that. It's the fear, it's like let it go, let it, and then they say release it and all that stuff. It's like, you know, really? Because obviously it's there for a reason. And the thing is, it's scary to talk, like, to bring it and look at it and to love it and to hold it. And to
when we try to throw our parts, it's like boomeranging.
It is boomerang. And my medicine is condor medicine. I'm a condor woman. And what I do is we look at that fearful, that stuff that we put labels on, and we embrace it like a mother would her infant, you know, newly born baby that just came out of your
womb.
So bring that to you in a way where it's not so scary. Make it a visualization of it. The asthma, if you have to, like, make it like a child or something, but integrate it. You can do it. We have that capability to do that. Our own healing. It's our own way of healing. You know, it's a medicine that I use, but everyone can do it. Everybody can do it.
All right, Deanna, we hope you.
Thank you. So much.
I truly appreciate what you said, and what popped in my head is to practice on my harp again, because my harp.
Oh my goodness, that's beautiful. I've heard the harp. I thought it was in the ethers when I first heard the harp. That was like almost 4 years ago. I thought I was mm-hmm. transported in a different dimension.
I have one. Song one that I can play. That's it. Not like everybody else that I got from God. And it's Talking to Heaven, and it healed me out of the wheelchair. I have a website.
Right. You've got a story to tell.
Well,
if you're on my website.
If you're on the chat, you know, what's your website?
www.angelharps.org. It's a nonprofit.
Angel.
I give them away.
Angel.harps.
Angelharps.org.
All right, we'll check
that
out.
Thank you.
Not
calm. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Absolutely.
I will. I'm so honored.
Thank you,
I really am. Thank you so much.
Let's move on down the line here. 631-284, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name?
Sue.
Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was wondering when you would see a boyfriend coming into my life.
All right. Give me a second here. It's funny, I pulled this card.
Okay.
I pulled the Lynx card, and this card talks about discernment. Look beyond immediate appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny? I don't know why that's funny. But
why is that funny to you?
I don't know.
Spirit's obviously channeling something through you.
Yes.
Don't think about it, Iggy.
Okay.
Just say it. Go
ahead. What I'm feeling now is there is a guy who's in your field of or someone who's close by to you that is kind of thinking the same thing, we're not going to find a girlfriend, but you both are saying the same thing to each other. And quite frankly, it's the connection's not been made yet. Maybe you don't really both don't know each other too well, but there is somebody in your circle that is kind of looking the same, and you're kind of looking. So that's why I'm laughing. It's kind of like sometimes we ask for things, and
so
they're right in front of us.
What I got a picture of is like she's bending down to get something out of her purse, and the guy that she's or the person that she's gonna like be interested in is like walking right by.
Yeah,
like,
or looking over, going.
Yeah, kind of like missed each other. So
I just feel like there's a misconnection. I believe it's going to be very soon. As soon as you guys see each other, you'll know this person. As soon as you see them, they have a very energetic charge to you. You're gonna feel very tingly and very, I don't know. It will feel a little bit one-sided at first, but then eventually it will grow into something very magical, very beautiful. And the thing is to understand when you're in this moment is to understand who you are preparing to be in this particular relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. to know who you are, to know that you love yourself, to know that you're loved by, you know, the God, the universe, whatever resonates with you, to understand that you are love, and love is sharing love with somebody else, and being in a partnership with somebody is being prepared to honor yourself in the space, because now you're going to be magically dancing with this person for as long as you want it to happen, as long as you both want to happen. And I'm not sure, but I just thought it was kind of funny. I don't know. I picked up the Lynx card, and it was just discernment, you know, is a powerful word.
Very good.
Anything when I'm going to meet the person, or anything about the person?
Oh, I don't know too much. I don't pick up that too much on that. I think you already know this person, and I'm not sure when that will happen.
You mean I've seen him?
You've seen this person, you've interacted with this person, and I'm not quite sure who this person is. I'm not sure when it's going to happen. That would be something that, however fast you want to move on that, is up to you. And, you know, creating your own story instead of versus me creating a story for you.
Yeah. I think that's the key moment. What Iggy just said right there is creating your moment, being, because you know that you are a creator and you're powerful in your own right, is imagine what that's going to look like. Imagine what that could look like. Imagine that that's already happening right now, that it's just going to be a moment of time of when that's going to happen. Just keep in mind, this the way the energy is shifting and moving right now, we are in so much ability to shift and move energy. So be clear as to what it is you want. If you don't know what it is you want, start to think about what you don't want. At least you have a starting point. Okay, if you have a reference point of what you don't want, start being really clear as to what you want, because the universe is like, you know, if you're going to serve up a request, if you're going to put your order in, make sure you're really clear as to what the characteristics. Is this person going to be equally invested in himself, with, you know, respect for to himself? Is this person going to want a partnership of equal, you know? Start thinking about things that are really important to you. You know, maybe think of three top things that are really critical in making this connection work. So you can send out that frequency, so you can start to send out that frequency, because you don't want to just attract anybody. I mean, anybody can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that you're looking for something a little more meaningful at this stage in your life.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Yeah, I am.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on down here real quick. 206-452, you're on the air. We have a short window here. So what is your name?
Hi, my name is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly. Welcome.
Hi, Holly.
Thank you. Hi.
What is on your mind? What's work?
I'm just... if it's a good idea to get back together with my ex-husband.
Okay. I'm going to...
All right. I picked up the Buffalo card, which talks about abundance. You're a provider for all, in all ways. It sounds like a very complicated situation. I don't know why I feel that right now. Energetically, I feel like there's some attachments and some things you need to work out before you get back with your husband. There might be some things that you haven't quite. You don't sound energetically. You don't sound like there are a few things that are still not. You're not sure about. And when I pick the Buffalo card, and it talks about abundance, and you're a provider for in all ways, means that you don't need this person in order to provide for you. You can provide very well for yourself. And the reason we're in relationships is because we want to be able to share our precious moments with people. Now, you've shared moments with this person. You've been married to this person, or you're still married to this person, and you're going by memory now. So it's time to either create new memories, or you're going to be in this relationship thinking about those things that you still, you know, have attachment to, the things that he did wrong, the things that he didn't comply with or didn't work, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to really think about this, because you're going to have to really, I'm not telling you to leave or go, whatever, but you're going to really have to think about what you want in this relationship, okay? What kind of abundance do you want to create? What kind of relationship do you want to create? All right? What kind of provider are you going to be for your family if you have children, or you're going to have children? What was the reason you left? What was the reason he left? What was the reason you guys decided it wasn't working? What will make it better? What is going to be the new outcome? Is he willing to listen, willing to understand, meet you halfway? Are you both willing to meet each other halfway? Are you guys willing to do something that you didn't do prior to the relationship to bring it to this point? There is obviously some type of connection between the two of you, some type of love, some type of energetic charge in order for you to even want to come back to somebody that you care about or had a relationship with. So I don't look at it as a bad thing, but you're really going to have to ask those hard questions that you may have not asked yourself yet, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, we can get emotionally attached to words very quickly, especially when we're wounded, especially when we're hurt. And the last thing you want to do is get into a relationship wounded and hurt until you've rediscovered yourself. You're always going to discover yourself. You're always rediscovering yourself, but rediscover yourself outside and say, hey, why am I here versus why should I be there? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to see why I'm here in order to move forward there. Because relationships are very tricky, and they're partnerships as well. We partner with somebody to meet each other in the most magical, most pristine place, but that doesn't always work because we're humans, and in our egos, in our memories, and all the things that our families taught us about this person, that person, or anything that we've ever learned gets in the way. And Rose, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, be careful that you're not playing it safe, because going back to a relationship that you once knew is very familiar and it's very comforting at some level. So you take a really good inventory on your motives as to why it is you're doing it, and it might be the less risky approach because at least you know what that is, but it almost sounds like, you know, you're playing it a little safe there because that might be an option for you, but is that necessarily the option that is going to help you grow and evolve into something that you didn't know you could be? You know, you kind of know what that relationship is about. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been there. You know, you kind of know. You guys know each other pretty well, and you know that, okay, if I do this, are you going to compromise again? Are you going to put yourself in a situation where the relationship becomes very codependent? You know, I feel that there could be some very clear inventory as to why. What are your motivations? Why are you doing this? What is it that is bringing you back to wanting to be in a relationship? Maybe it's time to think about, am I going to be in partnership? You know, but
just
why? Why?
Okay. The kids.
Okay. Right. And I can understand that. I've been in that situation myself, personally. So, you know, the motivation is, you know, you're doing it for the kids, so, you know, but then you have to ask yourself, you know, Iggy's going through a situation where his kids are already leaving the nest and he doesn't know who his wife is, so he's got to rediscover who she is. I mean, if that's what you want to do, understand that. Look clearly at the positive and the negative consequences of you staying. You know, sometimes it's really hard. It's easy for us to find the negative consequences. You're thinking about the kids, and how selfish could you be and not think about the kids, because society wants us to think that way. But is that really in the best interest of everyone involved? Is that creative? You know, what are you teaching your kids? Think about the big picture. It's hard right now because you're emotionally invested in this very heavily because there's kids involved, of course. So we can't tell you what to do, but really think about long term. What are you teaching your children? What legacy are you leaving them? Are you teaching them to stay in a relationship that may not be in your best interest? Or perhaps your spouse, their ex-spouse's best interest, just for the kids. I mean, what is that? A lot of people in life society teaches us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, you got to really look at the positive and negative, you know. Okay, so if I choose to just be on my own and choose another partner that's not my ex, you know, what is that going to look like? What if I choose to not be in a relationship with anyone? And but your kids are always going to be your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't ever forget that. You know, take all the, you know, characters and all the emotion aside. The kids are created between you and your ex out of love, and that's always going to be. Always.
Yeah, they talk back to you regardless.
Even if they're together or not.
Yeah, kids are just...
You're going to have challenges with your kids. You don't even think that your kids are misbehaving or your kids are going to be bad because you left your husband or your husband left you or whatever, you know? That stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm feeling that I'm supposed to share a prayer with you. It's called the Elohim prayer. Elohim is the universe, God. And when you're feeling really compromised, you're feeling really trapped, and you're not feeling, say the word Elohim, Elohim, until you feel soothedness. Elohim is a magical, it's a biblical word for the ungendered God. So it means either man or woman. It's just, so when you feel like you're having this moment where you're feeling not so well, just say Elohim, 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 and just keep saying it until you feel, when you stop talking about it. And you can look up Elohim on the internet, on Google it too if you want, so you can get a little more information about it. All right?
Yeah,
okay. And thank you, guys.
I hope you have some comfort in some of the words that we said, but just understand that, you know, society wants to judge our behavior and our decisions, good or bad. Just know that you're doing the best that you know how, given your circumstances. And that ultimately, you need to love yourself, and the decisions have to be from yourself. And if you do, you know, I call it like a martyr, if you will. If you martyr yourself for others, you're going to end up resenting yourself in the long run. So just, I'll leave you with that. Okay?
All right, my sister. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take this last caller here. 510-830, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mary. I was calling because I wanted to know that this guy first let initial F for someone I'm dating. I just want to know if his motives for me are true and authentic.
Okay. Hmm. Are you dating this person now?
Yes.
And you're asking if his motives are virtuous?
True and authentic.
Yes. Jonathan.
Okay. I pulled the kangaroo card. It talks about gratitude. Be grateful for all you are blessed with. Okay. I guess what the universe is pounding at me is invest a little more energy and maybe hoping that this person is genuine instead of versus if he is not genuine. If you have any qualms or any doubts, then obviously this may not be, you know, in your best interest. But what I'm feeling is to be grateful for what you have in this present moment. This person's in your life. You actually have someone in your life. As you probably heard, other callers are looking for people in their lives, and here you have someone in your life. Are you blessed with this person? Is this person a blessing to you? Is this person grateful for you? Or do you feel that you're honored? Do you feel like you have gratitude? You're being honored. You're being blessed when you're with this person. Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Okay. It's interesting that you your choice of words, because what spirit is, you're obviously pretty invested emotionally at this point, and there's a part of you that's a little scared because, hey, guess what? You're starting to get connected in a very interesting way. So, spirit's asking that. You be a little vulnerable in this situation, but find a way to express how you're feeling. If you're having any little bit of a doubt, and if there's any type of evidence to back that up, because if you don't have evidence, then it's false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Now, if you have evidence to make you feel vulnerable or compromised in any way in this relationship, then it would be in your best interest to share an example to this individual of how you're feeling and why you might be feeling that way in a way that's really loving, so that you're not attacking them or accusing them. but you're asking a question. Let them know how you're feeling. And I would rather be vulnerable now, in a situation, just kind of looking at the big picture here, versus going down the road and not sharing how you're feeling, and then ending up being disappointed. Because there's a part of you that says, you know what, there's something that happened that I'm not feeling really good about, or something that didn't happen
right. That
I was counting on that didn't fall the way I wanted it to. But it's really important that you express those feelings, because that's the kind of partnership I'm thinking that most people, that's the kind of partnership you can grow from, when you can express your true authentic self
mm-hmm. And
your vulnerabilities as well. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That answered your questions. There are cues coming in. So
thank you so much.
That's the end of our show for tonight. I'd like to welcome everybody back next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the end of the world. We know it.